sometimes he's fire, all-consuming. Sometimes his voice is louder than thunder. Oh, but sometimes he whispers. I'll be listening while I'm waiting on him. I'll choose to trust and believe that the same one who spoke the world into place is the same God that speaks peace to me. I don't know how he's gonna move, but I know he knows what I need. Sometimes he's water to the thirsty, and sometimes he's fire. Sometimes he's fire, all-consuming. Sometimes his voice is louder than thunder. Oh, but sometimes he whispers. I'll be listening while I'm waiting on him. I'll choose to trust and believe that the same one who spoke the world into place is the same God that speaks peace to me. I don't know just how he's gonna move, but I know he knows what I need. And sometimes he's water to the thirsty, and sometimes he's fire, all-consuming. Sometimes his voice is louder than thunder. Oh, but sometimes,
oh yes,
sometimes he's water to the thirsty, and sometimes he's fire, all-consuming. Sometimes his voice is louder than thunder. Oh, but sometimes
he whispers.
Aren't you glad that he knows exactly what we need when we need it? Has he ever had to whisper to you? Hallelujah. There's been a few times he's had to take the 2x4 to me to get my attention. Hello? Come on now. But there's been some times in my walk when I didn't need a 2x4. I needed a still, small voice. Amen. A whisper. Giving me the right direction. Amen. Helping me along the way. I'm glad that God knows what we need, and he cares enough about us to give us what we need when we need it, Brother Tony. Oh, hallelujah. I know that God has worked in your lives. I've heard many of you testify and how God's spoken timely. Amen. And I hope he'll do that for us here this morning. I'm so glad that he knows exactly what we need. Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Jeremiah. I want to say I appreciate Brother Darrell and Sister April and their confidence in us to leave us these services. And I know that we miss our pastor when he's gone. And believe you me, I miss him this morning. Hallelujah. Probably more than any of you here for obvious reasons. But we're glad that I don't mind preaching. That's what God has called us to do. But it's just hard to top Brother Darrell. We sure appreciate his ministry and trust that you'll pray for him as they are helping their daughter and son-in-law work on their house this last week. And then this coming week, he's going to be at Jersey camp meeting preaching one of the day services there, Lord willing. So you pray for him that the Lord will use him while they're gone. And just want to say that we appreciate the church here. Before I get into my message, Jeremiah chapter 10 is where we're going. But before I get too far in here, I want to say that we appreciate y'all, the response that we've received in the Wednesday night services and your support. Some of you have just went above and beyond the call of duty in making us feel welcome. And we appreciate your friendship and your help. And as we've made the transition or trying to make the transition to leadership here and the help we've got from the school, from some of you that are so dedicated to seeing that push forward. And my wife and I, this will be our last service or our last weekend here for a while. Obviously, we're going to be here tonight, but flying out Tuesday morning or Tuesday evening, rather, to California, to my homeland, and going to see our folks and visit with them and help do a couple camps and try to do some preaching, try to do some work, and just spend some time with my family. Those of you who have family out of state know what a challenge it is to try to juggle that, and I really love and appreciate my parents. And I really felt like we need to go back and kind of tie up some loose ends. To be honest with you, our Christian school was not even on our radar when we left California in December of last year. It wasn't even on the radar. But God knew what he was doing, and I feel like he's brought us here. But I do feel like we need to go back, tie up some loose ends, and get ready to be more of a permanent fixture around here. So you pray for us that God will help us accomplish everything that needs to be done, that he'll use us while we're there in our ministry. We'll try to preach as much as we can. We're going to work some, and we'll be helping with those camps. My wife is going to be speaking at the girls' camp. We do a girls' and a boys' camp separate out there, and I'll probably be speaking at the boys' camp. So you just pray for us that God will use us and ready our hearts to come back here and be effective for the coming school year. So, but anyway, Jeremiah, the 10th chapter and the 23rd verse, just going to read this. I'm not going to go into a lot of history or detail or back up in this chapter much. I just want to extract these couple of verses and give you my title. And I hope that I'm on the right track here this morning. I feel like I am. But I need the Lord's help. Appreciate you for standing. Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23. The Bible said, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Now Proverbs chapter number 3. Proverbs chapter number 3. And I'll read two more verses here. We'll pray. And you can be seated when we're finished praying. But Proverbs 3 and verse number 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Hallelujah. I want to preach to us here on this simple thought this morning. Stop, look, and listen. Stop, look, and listen. And that'll make a little more sense on how this ties in with my text this morning. But let's pray, ask God to move around these altars and help us. Father, we love you. We're grateful for your mercy. God, thank you for your people that have been faithful to come to your house on a Sunday morning. God, would you be with our pastor as he ministers today in another state? Strengthen them. Use them for your glory, Lord. And right here, I know their heart is here with their people, Lord, with his flock. I pray that you would minister and anoint me, Lord, as I do my best, God, to watch over and to encourage and admonish these good people to seek after your face and find your direction. Speak to us and move around these altars today. I need your anointing. Use me, we pray, in Jesus' holy name. And the church said,
amen.
Hallelujah. I, a few years ago, had the opportunity to get my commercial driver's license, and I drove a truck from when I was way too little to be driving a truck. And we do a lot of off-road jobs, and I got on a lot of those off-road jobs, and generally I probably drove a whole lot more than I should have on the roads. And when your dad owns his own business, and amen, and opportunity comes knocking, and necessity presents itself. And now, he didn't have us out there on the interstate, but he sure wasn't afraid to, amen, at 12, 13, 14 years old, throw us out there on those back roads, amen, tell us where the job was, and get after it. And generally, once we got to the job, he tried to keep us off the roads, amen. But, I mean, as soon as we was able, 18 years old, we was in line to get our, amen, CDL driver's license so we could be a little more official. And so we, amen, took the tests, and amen, and got every endorsement that we could get, except for that passenger endorsement. I didn't see much need for getting that right away. But shortly after, amen, when I was 19 or 20, I went ahead and got that passenger endorsement tacked on to that CDL. And I can remember in the training, not just in the reading and the study, but also the hands-on, the one-on-one training they taught us. Amen. And those of you who's got a passenger endorsement, you'll, amen, this will be familiar to you. Amen. But one of the main differences of your passenger endorsement, you know, that separates it from everything else that you got to remember. I mean, then they said, you've been driving a while without a passenger endorsement, and you're just going to want to fly right through every railroad crossing that you come to. But with a passenger endorsement, amen, one of the first things they told us is you're not by yourself anymore. Amen. You got lives depending on you that are back there, sometime 15, 20, 30 or 40 other lives that you got to take into consideration. You don't just fly through those railroad crossings. Amen. You when you come to them, you've got to stop. Amen. But not just stop. They told us you need to open that door. Amen. You need to look both ways and you need to listen. Amen. Stop at that crossing, and I don't know how many of those, amen, those few first times on the practice runs, how many of them I just blew right through. They said, oh, and it turns you around right there. Amen. You got to learn to watch for those crossings. Amen. And you got to learn to stop and look and, amen, and listen, because you got lives depending upon you. Well, how many knows that no man lives or dies unto himself? Amen. Studies show, amen, that every one of us, no matter how significant or insignificant our lives may seem, amen, every one of us, young or old, will influence at least 7 other individuals, amen, within the course of our lives on average. Now I understand, amen, some of us is going to be a whole lot more than that. Amen. We influence people's lives whether we want to realize it or not. Amen. And every one of us comes to crossroads, amen, in our lives. Amen. And we need to learn how to make choices. Amen. And that's what I want to talk to us just a little bit about here today. Amen. On how our choices affect others. Amen. How many knows that our lives are nothing more, amen, than just a series of choices? Amen. I understand it's more than that, but you could, amen, one man defined life as a simple series, amen, of choices. Amen. Some are trivial choices, aren't they?
Amen. Come on now, some of you ladies. Amen. Took you a while to decide what shoes he's going to wear this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, brother. It was already decided for me. Amen. I got two options. Amen. And when I come to my blue suit, I knew exactly. Amen. It was going to be the burgundy shoes. Amen. If it's the black or gray, amen, suit, it's the black shoes. That's it. Amen. That's as complicated as it gets for me when it comes to you. Amen. But some of you, amen, you have a harder time deciding. Come on now. Amen. Amen. Those are trivial choices, aren't they? Amen. Come on now. Amen. Now, there's where we're going to go eat after Brother James gets done preaching this morning, Brother Todd. Hallelujah. Amen. Where are we going to go? Amen. We might get out a little earlier. Amen. We just might meet the Baptist. Amen. Over there to Ted's or amen or where. Amen. So maybe we're going to come on now. Amen. Those are trivial choices, aren't they? Amen. But all of our lives. Amen. Every day. Amen. We've got choices to make. What are we going to wear? Amen. Where are we going to go out and eat? Amen. But we got some other choices that are a little more permanent. Amen. They're not so trivial. Amen. They're very important decisions that we make. Oh, hallelujah. I think that we ought to honor God in every decision that we make. Hallelujah. Amen. My subtext there in Proverbs said, trust in the Lord. Amen. With all of thine heart, lean not unto thine own understanding in all thy ways. Woo, somebody say all. Hallelujah. Amen. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. Amen. I believe we need to honor God and acknowledge him in every area of our lives. Amen. Now, I don't know if we, you know, when it comes down to choosing our shoes, you know, I don't know if we ought to be fasting and praying about that or not. You know, I guess at some point our life could depend on it. You know, I've seen my wife get hung up with some of those heels before, you know, stepping. Oh. You know, I don't know. You know, come on now. So I don't want to be too trivial here or too over spiritual, if there is such a thing. Hallelujah. But I believe that we ought to acknowledge God in the choices that we make. Amen. When it comes to financial decisions, I believe we ought to acknowledge the Lord. Amen. When it comes to buying or building a house, I think we ought to acknowledge him. Hallelujah. Amen. I think when it comes right down to the vehicles that we drive and those choices that we make, I think we ought to acknowledge him. Amen. And pray and seek the will of God for our families. Amen. And for the safety and well-being and the financial well-being of our families and our church before we, amen, go step out and make a big commitment like, I think there are some things that we need to, amen, acknowledge the Lord. Amen. To stop and to look and to listen. Amen. Before we ever make a mistake, before we ever make a decision, amen, I think it is good practice, amen, to implement this, amen, these driver techniques that they taught me getting my passenger endorsement. Amen, I think we ought to, amen, before we make those big life-changing decisions, listen to me, young people, amen, you're going to be making some big life-changing decisions, amen, in the next few years, amen, where am I going to go to college, amen, what am I going to do with my life, who am I going to marry, amen, those are not trivial questions. Amen. Those are not things that we ought to take lightly. Amen. But we ought to seek the face of God and find his will for our lives. Well, I need to get to preaching to us here. Amen. But, amen, the first thing they told us was stop. You can't just blow through it. Amen. If you're going to make sure it's safe before you cross that, or amen, those railroad tracks, amen, you got to apply the brakes. Amen. Don't just rush through it. Amen. Don't just glance and say, I'm all right, and roll them through. Amen. We have those California stops. Amen. Where I'm from, we call them. Amen. Where we just kind of roll on through. Amen. We used to say, Grandma, do you stop at that stop sign? And she'd say, that's a California stop. She tapped them brakes and just rolled right on around. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Come on now. But how many decisions have we made? Amen. How many crossroads have we come to? Amen. And just rolled right on through. Amen. Never stopped. Amen. Hardly ever slowed down to consider, how's this going to affect my family? Amen. How's this going to affect my future? Amen. How's this going to, come on now? How's it going to affect my church? How's it going to affect my finances? Amen. Oh! Oh God, amen, give us the wisdom, amen, to put the brakes on in life, amen, to slow down and be patient and wait until we know the will of God and what we need to do. Oh, amen. How many train wrecks, amen, have been made of lives, amen, because they just blew right through it. Amen. They never slowed down. They didn't stop and consider. Amen. Oh, amen. We need to stop. Amen. And we need to slow down and know the will of God for our lives. Stop. Amen. In the book of Exodus, you'll read about a group of people on a journey. Amen. You'll read about a group of people that were, amen, leaving out of amen, Egypt's bondage. And amen. And right away, they come into some crossings, don't they? They reach some crossroads and some major decisions have to be made. Amen. They ain't, amen, you know, a week or so out. Amen. And across that desert and into that wilderness before the Egyptian army is coming behind them. Amen. They get up against a rock in a hard place. Amen. They're at the Red Sea. You know the story. Amen. And I quoted this last Sunday morning in leadership devotion. If any of you is here, amen, you just bear with me. I'm not trying to contradict myself. Amen. But we remember that story there where, amen, the children of Israel got a little antsy. Amen. And they didn't know what to do. And a lot of them said, Moses, amen, you should have just let us serve the Egyptians. Amen. In peace, we was doing all right, but you brought us out here to die. Amen. They was ready. Amen. In a crunch time and a crisis time. Amen. They were ready to go back into bondage. Amen. They were ready to go back to the taskmaster's whip. Amen. And the tyranny of Egypt. Oh, listen to me. But Moses' advice, amen, is something I want to pass on to you here this morning. Amen. He said, stand still. Amen. Fear not. He said, don't get discouraged. Amen. Don't be fearful. Amen. But hold still and see the salvation of the Lord. Oh, I feel like maybe somebody here this morning's in a, amen, at a crossroads and needing to make decisions. Amen. Before you go do something you regret. Amen. Stand still. Amen. Stop where you're at. Amen. Don't feel pressured into making a decision that you'll regret later on down the road. Oh, he said, just not so fast. Amen. Slow down. Stand still. Amen. Last week I talked, that's some people's favorite verse because they don't want to do nothing. They just want to stand there and watch God do everything. Hallelujah. Amen. But then I took you to Ephesians, didn't I, where it said, amen, having done all to stand. After you've done all that you know how to do, after you wait it out, amen, after you've counted the cost, amen, after you've done your homework, after you've done all, amen, then stand. Hallelujah. Amen. After you've done everything within your human amen, ability to reason and think it through and calculate it out. Come on now. That's when, amen, you need to stand. Amen. That's where, amen, you need to stand and wait. Come on now. Sometime, amen, we get it all calculated in our head. Amen. We get it all figured out in our mind. And we think it's time to go on. Amen. The Bible said, stand. Amen. Be still and know that I am. Amen. God may be planning something. Amen. That you couldn't even see. Woo! Amen. God may be thinking about something. Amen. That's beyond your ability to foresee. Oh, hell. Amen. When we get everything calculated in our mind. Amen. When we get everything figured out the best we can, it'll do us good to stop. Amen. To wait on the presence of the Lord and His guidance for our lives. Woo! Amen. We got to stop. Slow down. Wait. Amen. Don't get in a hurry. I used to tell the kids at Bible school, I don't believe the will of God's got to be a guessing game. Hallelujah. I don't think we have to fumble through life just trial and error. Amen. Before we find the will of God, I think we can know the will of God. How many believes that? I understand there's sometimes we step out on faith. I understand sometimes we don't have it all figured out, amen, ahead of time. And there's been a few times I've had to step out there on a limb, amen, not knowing exactly where my foot would fall. But I guarantee you I didn't pick that foot up until I knew it was God's time, amen, until I felt the gentle prompting of His Spirit, amen, that said, it's time to move, it's time to move. Hey, I've not always been able, amen, to figure everything out. Oh, but I've learned to know, amen, that if I put my life in the palm of His hand, amen, He'll give me the direction when it's time to move. Amen. I can move with confidence. Amen. Knowing I've got the God on my side. And know that He's able to bring me through. Woo! Amen. Stop. Amen. Wait. Oh, hallelujah. Before you make a mistake, before you make a life-changing decision, give God time to speak to your heart. Give God time to speak into your life and give you the direction that He would have you to go. Stop. I'm moving on. Then they said, look. Look both ways. It's elementary. Hey, man. It's elementary. Oh, but it's so vital. So important. Dad is talking about, amen, a young guy they've got helping him there the last few weeks. He said, the dude has no, he said what they taught him in fire safety and fire training. He said he has no situational awareness. He just, you know, he just jump in the truck and take off. It don't matter that the Kubota's parked up next to it and scraped the whole side. You know, it don't matter. Come on now. It doesn't matter that. Hey, man, he just talked. Hey, man, he just didn't know. Hey, man, he's a good kid. He's got a lot of try. Hey, man, but he just failed. Sometimes just look around. Hey, man, just take some time. Stop. Hey, man, and look around at what's going. Hey, man, anybody ever work with somebody like that? Woo! Hey, man, anybody enjoy working around somebody like that? Come on now. I spent a lot of my time around heavy equipment. Amen, brother and sister. Amen. My dad always taught us it's not that operator's job to, amen, know where you're at. You need to know where he's at. Amen. You keep your eye on that bucket. Amen. Well, you're down there in that hole, and if he don't see you, amen, you get squished. Guess whose fault it is? Amen. He put the burden on us. Amen. Now when he's talking to the operator, it was a different story. Hey, come on now. Hello. Amen. But you never can be too careful, can you? Oh, it's the same way in our lives. Hey, but we need to stop and look around. Listen to me, young people. Hey, hey, man, look. Well, what am I looking for? Hey, man, you're looking for signs of danger. Hey, man, you're looking for warning signals and flags. Hey, man, red flags. Hey, man, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a decision you're making about your future. Hey, man, you need to look around and see. Hey, man, what's my parents think about this? Hey, man, what's my pastor think about this? What's his cow? Oh, come on now. Hey, come on, parents. I thought I'd get a bigger amen right there. Hallelujah. Amen. What do they think about it? Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Now listen to me. I know everybody. Everybody don't have godly mamas and daddies. Amen. Now I understand that. But a lot of us do. And one thing I found out early on in life, amen, is that they knew a whole lot more than I did. Amen. Come on now. And I could trust them. And there was a few times, brother, amen, brother Junior, that I made decisions based upon godly counsel. I didn't understand all the reasons why or why not. There was times my parents left the choice in my hand, but they said, we don't feel good about it. We don't think it's the right thing. Amen. But if you want to do it, we're not going to stop you. Come on now. Oh, amen. I couldn't see what they were seeing. Oh, hallelujah. But I had enough sense to look around and know, amen, that, oh, come on now. Amen, that I could trust their advice in a, amen, in a bind. Oh, we're looking around. What are we looking for? Oh, we need to look to the godly counsel of our leaders, our authority, our parents, our pastors, Sunday school teachers, men and women that we have respect for, that we know are in tune with heaven. I never want to make a decision that's not sanctioned by my godly praying parents and my godly praying pastor. They have invested. Brother Nate McCoy has invested hours and hours and hours into my life. I still consider him my pastor. I'll probably never stop. I know Brother Darrell's, amen, I'm under Brother Darrell and he's our pastor. Amen, but I grew up under Brother Nate McCoy. Oh, brother, when it come time to make my decision about, amen, our position here, you know the first two people I called? Mom, Dad, and Brother Nate. Hallelujah. I said, Brother Nate, you need to be praying for me. We need to be seeking God. Amen. The morning I talked to, amen, the board about coming here. Amen. Before I made my final decision, you know who I was on the phone to? Amen. Pastor Nate. What do you got for me, brother? Here, I don't know how you're going to take this, but here's what he said. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, man. Lined it out. I said, okay, thank you, brother. That's what I was needing. Amen. Because he had been fasting and praying with me. He said, I'm not sure. I'm not going to tell you which way to go or what to do. But here's what God told me in a place of prayer. You know what I was doing? I was looking. I was looking. I was waiting. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, come on now. Hey, man, some of you need to stop. Hey, man, some of you need to look around and say, hey, man, what is it? Hey, man, what is my surroundings telling me? Hey, man, what are my leaders telling me? Hey, man, oh, I enjoyed the leadership devotion, but I'm thankful. Hey, man, for godly leaders. That's what they're there for. That's why God's placed Brother Daryl in your life. Hey, man, that's why God's placed godly parents in your life. Hey, man, is to give you direction. Is to give you something to look to. Amen. To say this is the way you need to go. Woo. Oh, I could tell you this story about praying through about who to marry. And it's a fun one. I love telling it, but I'm not going to take the time here this morning. I remember when God made it crystal clear. You know who he used to do it? Amen. Brother Nate McCoy. Amen. I don't just go around doing everything my pastor tells me to do blindly, but I know he'd been fasting, praying with me. And when I picked up the phone to call him that morning, it rang. I said, when I picked up the phone to call him this morning, it rang. Guess who it was? Brother Nate. Woo! Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I'm going to listen.
Yeah. I tuned in and I listened. Oh, come on now. I heard it when I was looking. But more than to our parents and more than to our pastor, we need to look to the Lord. I will look unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Oh, I know God can use pastor, and God, amen, desires to use parents. He can, and he does, and he will. Amen. But the ultimate authority, I said the ultimate authority, amen, comes when you and I, amen, fix our gaze upon he, amen, who sits high, but he looks low, and he's concerned about the affairs of men. He's concerned about the decisions that we make. Amen. We don't need to base our, amen, all of our choices on what we can see. Amen. Come on now. It's important to stop. It's important to look. Amen. But oh, listen to me. God is the one that we really need to look to make our final decision. When Israel was trying to conquest and enter into the promised land, they sent out their spies, scope it out, and they come back with a report of what they had seen. He said, go check it out. Go look at what this land is that we're desiring to have and what God has given us. Go look. Hey, man, they went and they looked around. Hey, man, you know the story. 12 men, 10 came back with an evil report. Only 2 came back with the godly report. Hey, man, what was their testimony? What was their reasoning for making that detrimental choice? They made a choice that day that defined an entire generation, didn't they? Remember? They said, no, we're not able. Hey, man, we're not able to do it. It defined an entire generation. They had to wander and die in the wilderness. But what was the key factor? They said, we are as grasshoppers, and there's, amen, surely it's the land that flows with milk and honey. Look at the produce. They had it right there. See it. Read it and weep. Here it is. Amen. But the Anakins and the Amalekites and the walled cities and the fenced vineyards. And amen. And this what they said, Brother David, we are as grasshoppers in their sight. Oh, come on now. Joshua and Caleb said, we're well able. What are we waiting for? Amen. Don't miss it. They stand up. If you go read it, I'm not going to take time to do it this morning. Amen. But you can hear the urgency in their voice. Amen. As they entreat the people. Amen. Don't mess up. Amen. Don't miss it. Amen. We're about to make a mistake. Amen. Don't listen to this evil report. Amen. We're well able. Come on. Let's go now. Amen. We're ready. Amen. Oh. Amen. But they wouldn't have it. We're as grasshopper. What made the difference in their perspective? One said we're like grasshoppers. The other said we're well able. What made the difference in their perspective? Amen. The ten spies, they said, we. You know what that tells me their focus was on? Themselves. Right here. On number one, they were looking around. And that's all right. That's why Moses sent them over there. Look around. See what we're up against. It's good to look around, see what you're up against, young people. But don't let what you see discourage you from doing God's will. Hallelujah. Moms and daddies, and it's good to look around and see, amen, the challenges that you face and the responsibilities that you have, amen, and the financial costs, amen, that come with building the kingdom of God and doing the work of the Lord. Amen. Amen. It's good to look it over. Count the costs. See what you're up against. Amen. But don't let that overcome your faith. I believe the difference. Amen. In Joshua and Caleb's perspective. Amen. You go and read it there in the book of Exodus. Amen. That there was a young man, hallelujah, by the name of Joshua, the son of Nun, who departed not from the tabernacle of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Joshua had been in the presence of God. Caleb had been in the house of God. Amen. They weren't focused on themselves, and they weren't just focused on the giants. Amen. They saw. Amen. They saw that God they served was well able. Hallelujah. Oh, come on now. Amen. I'm about through preaching tonight. Amen. This morning. Amen. But I want to remind some of you. Amen. That God is greater. Amen. Than the times that we're living in. Amen. God. Amen. Is bigger than the challenges that we're up against in this generation. Woo. Stop. Look. Amen. Don't fail. Don't fail to look up. Amen. Look around. Yeah. Look around. But then look up and make sure you make your decisions based on what you see up there, not what you see out here. I feel like somebody's needing to hear this morning. Amen. I feel like somebody's needing, amen, their faith to be built. Amen. Come on now. You've heard the old saying, amen, that's been quipped. Amen. Don't, amen, tell God how big your mountain is. Amen. Tell a mountain how big your God is. Oh, hallelujah. They said we're like grasshoppers in their sight. Amen. The president of the Bible school used to work out, Brother Braddock, he did the math one time. Amen. In relation to their... He said, we're as grasshoppers. And he got the average size of a grasshopper in that day was a couple inches long. You know, and then the average size of a giant. He did the math. And in their estimation, in mathematical terms, it was like they were 144 feet tall or something crazy. Come on now. For the analogy to work out mathematically. Oh, come on now. Amen. What were they seeing? And all they saw was the problem. And all they saw was their weakness. I believe that Joshua and Caleb recognized their weakness. Amen. But above and beyond that, they recognized the faithfulness of the God that they served. Oh, amen. God, give us faith to believe. Amen. That we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Whether it's a financial need, hallelujah. Whether it's an addiction you're struggling with, hey, amen, decisions that you're making, amen, insurmountable odds that you're up against, I'm here to tell you, God is greater, amen, God is bigger. If you just get your eyes up a little bit higher, look to the hills this morning and know that He's able. Woo. Oh. And last but not least, and I'm closing. Hallelujah. Stop, look, and listen. I said, you got to open that door. Fling that door open. Tune your ear in. He said, because that train, that may be coming around the corner. You won't be able to see it yet. But one thing about trains, if you stop what you're doing and you open that door, you'll hear it. You'll hear it. And you may think that you can beat it, but if you hear that rumble coming down those tracks, you don't budge until it's... Come on now. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Oh, God, give us ears. Oh, God, give us ears to hear. Hallelujah. Oh, give us ears to hear. Amen. When the pastor gets up and takes the text, God, give me ears to hear. When the man of God, amen, stands up, the evangelist, amen, or that message in tongues and interpretation, amen, how many times, amen, have we been on the edge of disaster and on the brink of destruction, and God sent a word. Oh, hallelujah. Woo. Amen, brother and sister, there's been a few times in my life, amen, I've told you about some of them, but we're... I was at a crossroads. Amen. I was at, I was at the brink, amen, of life-changing decisions. Amen. And God sent a word. I'm taking you to where I was. Amen. When God changed the direction of my life. Amen. You know how he did it? He brought a word through Brother Jeffrey Owen. Hallelujah. Just a young preacher that had been fasting and praying. Amen. Out there on the evangelistic field. Popped into home church one night down in Blair, Oklahoma. And you know what he did? He brought me a word. Ooh, hallelujah. Amen. He preached right down my throat. Amen. He couldn't have read me. I had not been talking to him. I've not been on the phone or writing. No. Amen. Oh, but I tell you who he had been talking to. He'd been talking to the Lord. And the Lord had been talking to him. Oh, and I, thank God I heeded the word.
I listened and I've done what he said.
Amen. God's trying to get some of you a word this morning. Trying to send you a word. But the word don't do no good if we tune it out. We roll up through that crossing and never slow down and never crack the door and never tune out. Well, how do I listen? Is it all right if I give you just a little practical advice before I close this down? Hallelujah. Preacher, don't stop. Look and listen. Amen. Slow down. Don't feel like you got to jump out there and make a choice right away. Amen. But wait till you know God's will and then move with confidence. Look. Look around. Be aware of what's around you. Amen. Look to godly leadership. Look to the Lord. Trust in his strength. But listen. Listen to godly counsel. Amen. Most important, listen for the still small voice of God. Listen. He'll speak to you. I said it before, I'll say it again. God's will doesn't have to be a guessing game. We don't have to wonder all the time whether or not we're in God's will. I believe we can know the will of God. Maybe not in every detail. Amen. But to listen, to tune out all the distractions. Some of you, all you're hearing is the negative. And all you're hearing is what the devil's been screaming in your ear. Amen. And what, amen, what you and your spouse have been discussing and talking about, that's all you're hearing. Amen. And that's all right to get, amen. You know, we need to have good communication between one another and we need to talk things over. Amen. But before you make a decision, you need to tune your ear in to heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. Fasting's a great way. Amen. To get, amen, out of the flesh. Amen. And get your spirit tuned in to heaven. Amen. Get your spirit aware. Amen. Because God don't speak to our flesh. Amen. I understand that there's been some folks that claim they heard it audibly. I don't want to doubt their experience. Maybe they really heard them with their ears. Amen. But more often than not, those that have really heard from God, amen, have been walking so close to him, amen, have been so tuned into the Spirit that when God spoke through the Spirit, it was just as if he spoke and they heard it with his ear, with their ear. Hello. Hey, but come on. God is a spirit. I'm not trying to doubt that God can speak to us audibly. Oh, come on now. Amen. Amen, brother. Amen, brother Burris. Amen. A great man of God that's already gone on to be with the Lord from out there in California. Amen. He used to say it all the time. Maybe you heard it. But he'd get folks telling him, I just wish God would speak to me. Amen. And he'd say, well, go read your Bible. No, Brother Burris. Amen. You don't understand. I didn't want God to speak to me audibly. He said, that's all right. Read it out loud. Hey, man, just read. Amen. How has God spoken, amen, to us? He's chosen and revealed himself to us, amen, through his word. Amen. You need to hear God's voice. Amen. You need God to speak to you this morning. Amen. Go find you a stump. Amen. Before work in the morning. Get up a little early. Amen. Go out to some woods somewhere. Amen. Flop open the word. Amen. And let it speak to your heart. Amen. Read it. Apply it and live it. Amen. That's how God has chosen to speak to us. Oh, hallelujah. You need direction in your life? Got the roadmap right here. The Christian's GPS right here. Just keep it going. Recomputing. Turn around. Wrong turn. Hello, right here. It's all right here. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lead not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him. Oh, I didn't cover it. I need to close. It's almost 11:30. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Any of you ever try to talk to one of your kids and they refuse to acknowledge you? Oh, brother, it still sends shivers down my spine to recall the times my dad got my face in his hands. You look at me when I'm talking to you, boy. Hello. Come on now. Have any of you parents trying to talk to Junior? He's over there. Okay, I know. I know. If there's anything that chaps my hide when you're giving somebody instruction is when they say, I know. Yeah, I know. Or what's the other one? How come? Listen to me, young people. It's all right if I give you some good practical instruction right here. It is so disrespectful for when your parents or any other adult for that matter is giving you instruction for you to say, I know. Even if you do, that may be the case. But do you know how arrogant it is for you to sit there and say, I know. Come on. How about, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I will. Come on. That's free right there, parents. That won't cost you no extra. That's just one of my little... Hey, but in all thy ways, acknowledge him. Look at me when I'm talking to you. How many times has God tried to get our attention? And we've got our eyes on everything else. Hey, but we got our ears tuned into everything else. Have you ever tried to talk to somebody? Amen. And you get halfway through the sentence and you realize they got earphones in. They didn't hear a word I just said. Amen. They got something else playing going on. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Acknowledge. Amen. I'm talking about stop. Amen. Look. Amen. Listen. Tune your ear in heavenward because God has got something to tell us here this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Sarah, come to the piano. I probably should have quit a long time ago. Hallelujah. Oh, that God would teach us before we ever make a decision. Stop. Look. And listen. There's that one place where the Bible said he'd guide us with his eye. How's he going to guide us with his eye? We ain't looking to him. Have you ever looked to somebody for direction? You couldn't necessarily hear them. But there's times on the job that machinery going. And I just got to make eye contact with the boss man. Amen. My dad, he'll look that way. Or he'll look that way. And I know what needs to be done. Amen. Not because I heard him, but because I see with his eye. With his eye, he directed my action. Whew. Oh, God. Oh, God. Help us to get our eyes. Help us get our ears. He that... How the ear to hear. Let him hear what the Spirit saith to the church. Stand with me all over the house here this morning. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We're grateful for the opportunity to come to your house. Thank you for every individual that's under the sound of my voice that have come to your house. Surely to find direction to worship and to acknowledge their Heavenly Father this morning. You see all the hearts. There's folks here, Lord, in every stage of life. There's young people. There's children. There's teenagers. There's moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, and every one of us, Lord, are making decisions on a daily basis. Some here this morning in the very valley of decision. And they need, Lord, they need your direction. Oh, God, they need guidance from another world. They can look to the worldly counsel around them, even good, wise counsel. Oh, but Lord, you're the only counselor that matters in the end. For those, Lord, that are in those life-changing decisions, at those crossroads in their lives where they're making choices that will affect their family, their futures.
Would you give them the strength and the wisdom to stop, to look to you and to listen for your voice? In Jesus' name, Lord, around these altars, speak to somebody. Let somebody's heart get in tune with yours this morning. In Jesus' name. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I know this has been a little bit of a different service for a Sunday morning, but this is all that I could get my heart around and all I could feel this morning to speak to you. Oh, hallelujah. But are you here this morning in the valley of decision? Do you need God's direction for your life? Are you making choices today, tomorrow, next week, in the coming years that will affect your life forever? I want to ask you, have you looked to the Lord yet? Have you turned to His Word and tuned in your ear and your heart heavenward and got His counsel? Have you acknowledged Him in all your ways? Or have you just been blowing through some of these crossroads, not considering the ramifications of the choices that you make? Oh God, it's my heart today that somebody will get in these altars and find direction, find wisdom and counsel by the Spirit of God. You'll slip your hand up and right back down and say, Brother Burgess, right now I'm facing a decision that I need God's direction on and His wisdom for my family, for my spouse, for my job, whatever it is. You slip your hand up right back down. I want to help pray for you this morning. There's hands going up all over this house. Yes, Lord. Young and old alike, there's folks facing crossroads this morning. Would you stop this morning? Slow down. Look up. Tune your ear into the voice of God. I believe He'll give you direction this morning. Those of you that raised your hands, I want you to be the first in these altars. Come on if you will. Amen. The rest of us, let's gather in this morning. Find us a place to pray. Turn our hearts heavenward and say, God, I'm acknowledging you this morning. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Oh God, I don't want to be distracted by the challenges. I don't want to be distracted, Lord, by the intimidation of this world and my enemy. I'm going to focus on you, Lord. Oh, when the man of God was needing to hear from the Lord, he looked to the whirlwind, and God wasn't in the whirlwind.
Right there beside you, seeing and knowing. Wherever you go, He already knows what lies ahead and what's behind. You'll always find He's never too far from wherever you are.
That's what God wants to do.
Wherever you are. Wherever you're going, God is right there beside you, seeing and knowing. Wherever you go, He already knows what lies ahead and what's behind. You'll always find He's never too far from wherever you are. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, God is right there beside you, seeing and knowing. Wherever you go, He already knows what lies ahead and what's behind. You'll always find He's never too far from wherever you are. You are standing at a crossroads, wondering which road you will take, and you're dreading the decision and upon will never be out of His care. Just remember that the Lord's already there. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, God is right there beside you, seeing and knowing. Wherever you go, He already knows what lies ahead and what's behind. You'll always find He's never too far from wherever you are. And you are waiting. Thunder and see lightning in the sky. Oh, but God can work His wonders through a still small voice inside. Just keep listening. And continue on your journey, following the one who is the way. For He's the only road you need to take. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, God is right there beside you, seeing and knowing. Wherever you go, He already knows what lies ahead and what's behind. You'll always find He's never too far from wherever you are. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, God is right there beside you, seeing and knowing. Wherever you go, He already knows what lies ahead and what's behind. You'll always find He's never too far from wherever you are.
Help me hear the whisper. Help me get in a place of quiet. Help me, Lord, escape the hustle and bustle of this distracting world. Tune my ear to Heaven. Tune my heart to Heaven. Everybody's got their opinions.
You are waiting to hear thunder and see lightning in the sky. Oh, but God can work His wonders through a still small voice inside. So keep listening and learning, and continue on your journey, following the one who is the way. For He's the only road you need to take. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, God is right there beside you, seeing and knowing. Wherever you go, He already knows what lies ahead and what's behind. And you'll always find He's never too far from wherever you are.